Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Monday, March 6th. Oh, who doesn't love a Monday, 2023? Sarah, Vinny, Alex, and Brinny. Mm-hmm. We're all here, and we are getting spanked today. Although, I will say...
Oh, yeah. I have to research.
That, yeah, I did take a look at some of the very full response folder, and I have some thoughts on that. But we'll start with last Friday. We did a story about a woman who marries a guy who's already got 2 grown kids and a vasectomy. They want to have a baby together. And now, 30 years later, they're debating whether or not to tell this daughter that they did have together that her actual father is her half-brother. That the guy that she married, the oldest boy, donated sperm. Because they figured, well, what could possibly go wrong with this? And so we said, you know, maybe don't tell her. If it's just the three of you that know and you don't have fear that it's going to get out, let her relax. Well, everyone started yelling at us. And I would like to hear the text that you woke up to today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the nutshell is, if I can just say, and I didn't think of it. I really felt like, look, there shouldn't be a DNA issue and there shouldn't be a problem if you've got a handle on the people who know about this. This will never be found out. The problem that someone brought up as I walked in this morning, and I have a long ways to go because we got a lot of text today. So to scroll through, and I'll find it here and read one or two to you as well. But it just comes down to, they're like, with the regular people in everyday life doing Ancestry and 23andMe.com on a regular basis, this family's going to get their pants pulled down and they're going to have to explain why her dad isn't her dad. I wouldn't have thought that could happen, but I guess the extra DNA would come from that boy's mom, right?
Yes.
Not her mom. Yes. The other mom that she doesn't even know to be her mom.
I just wonder, though, because it crossed my mind that 23andMe would be an issue. But then I thought, well, it's the kid. So there'll be a close enough match that it won't. I think the only way it shouldn't stand out. And the only way that it might is if her actual genetic father and her actual genetic grandfather, the man who raised her and she thinks is her father, both also took these DNA tests. Otherwise, I don't know that it would stand out as a red flag. It wouldn't like prove anything. But if the whole family took them, then it might say, no, that guy's your grandpa.
I didn't realize that it would bring up enough of a discrepancy that that it could out your lie. So
right.
I apologize.
That's what I was thinking. Be close enough.
I was truly believing that there was enough, I don't know, familial DNA that you weren't going to have to worry about them finding out that way. But here's 925 says, I'm screaming at the Secret Show right now. You are all forgetting about public DNA sites. And I guess on top of the fact that it may already out your lie, those sites will only get better and more detailed, and they'll only be more detailed cross-referencing.
Yes.
For everybody, as like I did one of those things, and I occasionally get, hey, we have updated info for your DNA. I don't know what they call that, workup or write up or
other
results.
Other relatives have produced themselves,
and I've never spent a second looking at that. Like, I've already seen enough. I have some idea. Okay, thanks. It was fun. It was interesting, and now I'm getting on with my life. But we've heard those stories. Like, I'll never forget the one. I'll forget him, but I'll never forget the story. The foodie chap, Liam Makelam. I'm just kidding. I don't forget him. Anyway, he told us the story about his best friend being this Polish kid, and they all loved that he was a Polak, and he wasn't embarrassed, and he loved it, and he's Polish, and they did family Polish dinners. And
yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
And he did one of those DNA sites, and he's not Polish.
He was like 0% Polish.
And it totally like 0%. Outed to his family that he's adopted. Or sorry, not... Oh. It outed his family's lie, and it turned out he's adopted, and he's not Polish. And I can see where that changes everything for you.
It changes how you identify a certain way. Mm-hmm. Like, just, these are my people. This is my family. So I actually have a response email here that I think makes some other interesting points as well. So, hey, Bryn, great Secret Show on Friday. I had a thought. 5 or 10 years ago, I would have 100% agreed with Sarah and Vinny's first take that the woman who wrote in should keep her mouth shut about her daughter's paternity. But it is a different world now. She could hear it from someone, or she could take a 23andMe. This happens all the time. Even worse... What if she finds out the truth 30 years from now and everyone involved is dead? She would never in a million years guess the truth. She's going to think her own mother had an affair with the mother's stepson and that she's the result. Like, it's true. It could really, her mind could go into crazy places. And, you know, the more I think about this, and you had mentioned early today that you had gotten this text, and I sort of assumed it was going to be about the 23andMe stuff. And I think really in the end, when we always say it, honesty is the best policy. It's weird that she's 30 and you're worried about this now, but better late than never. Like, maybe you should sit her down and just tell her what the deal is. Tell her very few people know. You never have to do anything with this. This is, you don't have to go and like meet your dad because you already know him.
Yeah, I mean, I had written a whole speech on Friday's show for this person to say about...
Yes, which was lovely, by the way. You're the one I wanted.
I wanted you. Yep, except now it's all torpedoed. Mm. My best late efforts always get torpedoed. I'll tell you that right now.
It fucking happens, Ben. What are you going to do about it? You know, life's what happens amidst the plans.
It's not torpedoed.
You're making.
I mean, they can still use that speech now.
Absolutely, and I think that they should. I've changed my colors. I've decided that she should be told, and that you and Dad, and maybe even actual Dad, the three of you should sit her down and say, listen, we're going to tell you something. It's going to freak you the fuck out, but I want you to know nobody has changed the way they feel about you. This doesn't change who raised you. This doesn't change the people that love you. You are still exactly who you thought you were a minute ago. And she'll be like, what the fuck's going to happen? But here's the deal.
Except then her brother is going to go, and I need you to take out the trash, and if you wouldn't mind, I'm going to have to ask you to also iron my shirts and do my laundry, because guess what? I'm your fucking dad,
and you do what I say.
So, get on it.
I hope he's a good uncle. No, he's just a half-brother. Well, he's actually her dad, but she thinks he's a half-brother. I wonder if he was a good...
No, she thinks he's her whole
step-brother.
Brother. No. No.
I don't remember if it's half or whole.
Half, because the guy was married to another lady and had kid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so that kid, all right, half. It's known that he has another mom. Okay, right. So they're half brothers, but it turns out he's really her dad. He's going to be like, and by the way, next time you're stuck in the dishwasher, let me know. I'll come help
you. Oh, God. Why does everything have to turn into a porno movie with you people?
Well, because that's what happens.
Good Lord. Anyway, I will say this. I don't know if we're right or wrong, and I don't know what this person... Ultimately, this is a decision that this lady's got to make for herself. But I will say thank you to everybody who wrote in and had some fairly wise words and some, you know... Somebody else mentioned that when it comes to a health history, it might actually be important for her to know what's going on her... The lady who she doesn't know is her grandmother... And who maybe doesn't know that she's her grandmother?
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
some health stuff over there that could be part of it.
The health stuff kind of becomes, yes, the more you know, and with technology. But, you know, 20 years ago, there wasn't this.
Right.
You couldn't get this. So, I mean, it hasn't made life on this planet more livable. I guess it could help her if there's a, you know... Somewhere in her history is cancer or whatever. But on the other hand, we were all fine before we had all these warning signs and signals and stuff. I mean, shit. But you're right. They got to tell her. Fuck.
I think they do.
Hmm.
You know, get her all fed and have a nice time together, just all of you guys, and everybody's in a good mood, and then sit down in front of a roaring fire and say, okay. Here's the thing.
If you ever get caught in the laundry, your brother can't help you out because, unfortunately...
He's your dad, and that would be wrong.
Dad,
now, if he's your
gross.
Brother, then that's fine.
Right.
But if he's your dad, gross.
No, even half-brother
No
wasn't
kidding.
Okay,
no, none of it's okay. Everybody
totally
knows.
Fine, right?
He has a stepbrother.
Yeah.
Right. Greg and Marsha can fuck. But anybody who's a half-brother or sister can't. They weren't related, right? Right? Yeah. They didn't end up having a baby. They should have had, you know, really, the Brady.
We're talking about Brady Bunch?
Yeah, the Brady should have had a kid in common so that everybody would be bonded together. And Cousin Oliver does not
we
cut
We really
it.
Botched
and what
this
happened
one. Good luck to you out there.
Cousin Oliver's family.
Best.
So crazy.
Shoot.
I don't get it. Anyway, there's that. But thanks for seriously, the responses were well thought out and just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I like the wow, wow, wow. All right, here's one more thing from the response folder. Dear therapist, this is a link to an article in The Atlantic. Dear therapist, my daughter's brother is actually her father. After 30 years, I want to tell her the truth, but I don't know how. Hey, do you think someone read this article and then sent us the question to see how we'd answer it?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Wow.
Hold on, yeah.
Listen to this. Oh my God! This is it! Listen to this!
This is it!
These motherfuckers yanked us!
Who did yank us?
Listen to this. When I married my husband, he had 2 adult children and I had none. We both wanted to have a child together. My husband had had a vasectomy after his second child was born too long ago to get the procedure. This is like the same wording in it.
We've been bamboozled.
What the hell?
Oh my God. You know what? I actually appreciate this. I think this is funny. I mean, it's wrong, but also...
I don't know how to feel about it.
Listen, we had a good conversation about a topic that I'll bet
people... I'll tell you how I feel about it. Who the fuck does all this research that just outed this story as being not true? We were fine until you read that thing. Great.
Jesus. Listen to this person. Hey, Brent and Alice family. Listener from day one here. Moved out of state and now listen on Odyssey. Love the show. Heard your secret show today, so imagine my surprise when I came across this from The Atlantic, published on February 27th. Motherfuckers, have a great weekend. Can't wait to listen. I almost didn't notice this. I was like, oh, it's just a story about
I skimmed it too. And I'm like, this is like, a link to something that's similar.
And then I start reading it and I'm like, oh my God, this is word for word. They literally printed out this article and we cared about you and we worried and we thought about it all weekend and you have fucking bamboozled us. And the thing is, the lady or the person, I don't know the lady or not, who wrote the thing, you know, started out their letter with all this stuff. Like, I've been listening since day one when it was KRQR. So they listen and they like us. And they spent the whole weekend going, I fucking got those guys.
I don't know. Or they gave us a great story to do in our bad advice.
No, it's good. Right. Of course, we got it wrong.
And we ruined it. Right.
Turns out. Jesus.
In every possible way.
Hang on. Let me read down here and see if there's a answer to this whole thing. Let's see. Hold on here. Oh, you know what? I got to buy The Atlantic.
Yeah, you got to pay for it.
I already have an account signed in. No. So we don't even know. We'll never know because I'm not going to pay for it. God, I just feel like I'm... Oh, boy. Well...
So should we leave that in or not?
No, I said leave it all in. Yeah, no, I think we discovered on the island. Leave it all in. And then, listen, I'll tell you, on that note, I'm fucking done for the day. That is it. I feel like I just got spanked. That was a good trick, though. I actually, there's a part of me that, like, totally appreciates that.
I'm in that place, which is, yeah, that still was a fun story.
Yes.
I still got to practice my skills and flopped. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, hey.
Yeah, turns out we don't know what we're talking about. What? Impossible.
Even though I'm such a good person, I feel like, all right, I got that one wrong. I deserve it. I'm glad it's fake. At least I didn't fail. Someone didn't go, you know, get failed by me.
I just love thinking about the person who tricked us with that.
Oh, I can find that email. Weekend. I can find that email.
It doesn't matter. Okay, the end.
I'm going to get him.
Write us back. How did it feel? How great was your weekend knowing you fucking tricked us? God. All right. Oh, you said the end, didn't you? All right.
Right. And I'm sure they're going to, their response might be something like, you're always begging for fucking stories. I did you a goddamn favor and you guys think I'm a bad person now?
No, I don't think you're bad. I just, tricky. Fucking tricky as shit.
It's confusing. That's all.
Yeah. It's just so funny to read it and there it is word for word. I'm like, oh my God. We've been had. Well, you had us. You got us. Good on you. Congratulations. Oh, okay. You're amazing.
Fuck!